Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Bane Chronicles. What to buy the shadow hunter who has everything and who you're not officially dating anyway. By Cassandra Clare and Sarah Reese Brennan. Read by Jordan Gavaris.
Magnus woke up with the slow, golden light of midday filtering through his window, and his cat sleeping on his head. Chairman Meow sometimes expressed his affection in this unfortunate way. Magnus gently but very firmly disentangled the cat from his hair, tiny claws doing even more damage as the chairman was dislodged with a long, sad cry of feline discomfort. Then the cat jumped onto the pillow, apparently fully recovered from his ordeal, and leaped from the bed. He hit the floor with a soft thump and dashed with a rallying cry to the food bowl. Magnus rolled over in bed so that he was lying across the mattress sideways. The window overlooking his bed was stained glass. Diamonds of gold and green drifted over his sheets, resting warmly against his bare skin. He lifted his head from the pillow he was clutching, and then he realized what he was doing, searching the air for a trace of the smell of coffee. It had happened a few times in the last several weeks. Magnus stumbling out into the kitchen toward the rich scent of coffee, pulling on a robe from his wide and varied selection, and finding Alec there. Magnus had bought a coffee maker because Alec had consistently seemed mildly distressed by Magnus's magicking slash slightly stealing cups of coffee and tea from the mud truck. The machine was extra bother, but Magnus was glad he'd bought it.